The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our gospel reading for this past Sunday, which was Pentecost Sunday. We're looking at John chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, where Jesus said, "When the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning." My dear friends, to whom the Holy Spirit comes. Well, at the beginning of our reading there, Jesus had said, "When the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me." Oh, the disciples so needed that gift of the Holy Spirit to build up and strengthen their faith, to clarify for them what Jesus had been telling them throughout his public ministry about his plan of salvation. And just simply, as it says here, to testify about Jesus. But after Jesus then told them about the coming of the Holy Spirit, after saying that the Holy Spirit would so bless the disciples, Jesus then said, "And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning." It's interesting that the Greek use that's used here for testify or witness, it stresses that what has been revealed to us about Christ means so much to us that we would rather lose our life than lose our Savior. This is something that is so urgent, something that is so important. And now Jesus said, "You also must testify." That phrase could be translated instead, "You also shall testify." And that's significant because when he's saying here, "You must testify," it's not really so much that it's a command. It's rather like the statement, "You also shall testify." That translation tells us that we're believers who are so close to our Savior. We know his grace and love. We appreciate his grace and love. And just naturally, because we have that, what we want to do is we want to talk about our Savior to anyone and everyone we could. And now, we want to be a blessing to others. And here we could say Jesus is describing an aspect of the Holy Spirit's work when he tells us basically that the Holy Spirit makes you a blessing to others. And, his work calling us to faith, making us believers, strengthening us, building us up in our faith, keeping us in our faith, but then also, as he builds up and strengthens our faith, making us a blessing for others. And don't we want to be people through whom the Holy Spirit is working so that we'd be a blessing to others, so that they would know also our Savior's grace and love? Jesus said here that those disciples, they had been with him, he says, from the beginning, throughout Jesus' public ministry. And because they were with Jesus throughout his ministry, and because the Holy Spirit would come to them, what would happen is that the Holy Spirit, he would be able to open their minds so that they could grasp what Jesus had said, and then also boldly and confidently share what they had heard from Jesus. And now, when the Holy Spirit opened their minds and testified about Jesus, then they really had something to talk about. They could talk about Jesus' sermons, his Bible classes, his miracles, healing the sick, casting out demons, feeding thousands, calming storms. They could talk about his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. And now that's what they could do, and that's what we also can do through the eyes of faith. Through the eyes of faith, we've seen those things as well, and that means, because we seen those things through the eyes of faith, it's true of us that we really have been with Jesus from the beginning like those disciples, and we can be a blessing to others as well. We can be a blessing to others because Jesus is the only thing that, as I often will say, he makes life worth living and death worth dying. And that concept may be a little bit hard to grasp unless we've been told that we only have a short time to live. Then we start to grasp things a little bit more seriously, a little bit more closely. Then a person often figures, man, I really do need Jesus the Savior. But as we're going through life, which seems to go on, maybe we don't always appreciate Jesus the Savior as much as we always could. But see, now what we need is we need the Holy Spirit to keep working on our hearts so that we're the believer followers of Jesus that Jesus wants to see us be right now. And if we're not the believer followers of Jesus, who knows how lost we could be if we could wander away from our Savior and his words. But fortunately, when the Holy Spirit is working through the Word to make us believers and followers of our Savior, then we're going to be really strong. We're going to be able to serve the Savior. And, well, Paul said, I can do all things through God who gives me strength. We can handle life's problems and troubles and blessings and joys best when we're closely following the Savior and his Word. But you'll notice I use the phrase there, believer followers of Jesus, not just followers of Jesus, because the fact of the matter is that if you and I follow Jesus as best as we could, our following Jesus wouldn't end up getting us into heaven. We need the Holy Spirit to work on our hearts so that we're believers in Jesus. Our efforts to follow him, they're going to fall short, but believing in Jesus, believing in him, knowing what he's done for us, that Jesus lived and died for us, that he paid for all of our sins, it's that God-given faith that gets us into heaven. And it's through that God-given faith that the Holy Spirit makes us, makes you a blessing to others. As we testify about Jesus, as we tell anyone and everyone we can about Jesus, our Savior. A pastor once said that his favorite painting was that of a girl who was clinging to a cross-shaped rock in the midst of a storm-tossed sea. And tightly clinging to that cross-shaped rock, she was safe and secure, and nothing was going to hurt or harm her. Well, that was his favorite picture until the pastor saw an almost identical picture. And in this identical picture, almost identical picture, there was the same young girl, the same storm-tossed sea, the same cross-shaped rock to which she was clinging. Except there was one difference between the two pictures. In the first picture, she was clinging to that cross-shaped rock with both arms. In the second, she was clinging to that cross-shaped rock with one arm, and she was safe and secure that way. And she was reaching out with the other arm to save someone else, to help someone else from that storm-tossed sea. And now see, that's what the Holy Spirit does for you and for me through the Word of God. He makes us believer followers of Christ, not only so that we're blessed by the wonderful gospel message, but so that we're also a blessing to others, so that others through us can know about our Savior's grace and love. The Holy Spirit makes us blessed. He works faith in our hearts. He keeps us in the faith. He builds us up. He strengthens us in the faith. But then the Holy Spirit also makes you a blessing to others. He builds up and strengthens you in your faith so that you want to share your faith with anyone and everyone you can. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, you sent the Holy Spirit to God's people, and the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, blessed them. Please keep on sending us the Holy Spirit through word and sacrament, so the Holy Spirit is truly making us blessed, and so that we are a blessing to others as we share Jesus with anyone and everyone we can. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.